ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर स्टार्टिंग ए न्यू चैप्टर फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 20 द रेनी सीजन एंड द ऑटम इन श्री वृंदावन। टू एनहांस द डिस्क्रिप्शन of Lord Krishna's pastime, Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes in this chapter the beauty of Vrindavan during Attam and the rainy season. In the course of his presentation, he gives various charming instructions in metaphorical terms. So, you have to read 4 texts. What is there in text 4? So can just read and decide text 4. Text 1. Sri Suka Vacha Tayostadadbhutam
Karma
Davagneer Mukhyamatmanah गोपास्त्रिभ्य समाचख्युः प्रलम्ब बधमेव च। ट्रांसलेशन। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड टू द लेडीज ऑफ वृंदावन द काउहर्ड बॉयज एंड देन रिलेटेड इन फुल डिटेल कृष्णस एंड बलराम्स वंडरफुल एक्टिविटीज of delivering them from the forest fire and killing the demon Pralamba. Text 2. Gopa Vriddhascha Gopyascha Tadupakarnya Vismitaha Menire Deva Pravaro Krishna Ramo Vrajangato. Translation. The elder cowherd men and ladies were amazed to hear this account, and they concluded that Krishna and Balaram must be exalted demigods who had appeared in Vrindavan. Text 3. Tata pravartatah pravrit sarva sattva samudbhava vidyutman paridhir विस्फुर्जित नभस्तला। ट्रांसलेशन। देन द रेनी सीजन बिगान गिविंग लाइफ एंड सस्टेनेंस टू ऑल लिविंग बींग्स। द स्काई बिगान टू रंबल विथ थंडर एंड लाइट एंड लाइटनिंग फ्लैश्ड ऑन द होरिजन। टेक्स्ट 4। सन्ध्रनीलाम्बुदेव्योमा सविद्युत्स्तनयुत्नुभिः अस्पष्टज्योतिराच्छन्नम् ब्रह्मैव सगुणं बभूव। स Sandra Niram Buddhair Vyoma
Sandra Niram Buddhair Vyoma
Savidyut Stanait Nubhi
Savidyut Stanait Nubhi
Aspashta Jyotira Channam
Aspashta Jyotira Channam
Brahmeva Savuno Babu What meaning? Sandra Dense Nila
Blue
Ambuhi by the clouds Vyoma the sky Savidyut along with lightning Stanait Nubhi and thunder Aspashta diffuse Jyotihi its illumination Achannam covered Brahma the spirit soul Eva Ajiv Sagunam with the material qualities of nature Babu was manifest translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada translation The sky was then covered by dense blue clouds accompanied by lightning and thunder. Thus, the sky and its natural illumination were covered in the same way that the spirit soul is covered by the three modes of material nature. Purport. Lightning is compared to the mode of goodness, thunder to the mode of passion, and clouds to the mode of ignorance. Thus, the cloudy sky at the onset of the rainy season is analogous to the pure spirit soul when he becomes disturbed by the modes of material nature. For that time he is covered and his original brilliant nature is only dimly reflected through the hedge of the material qualities. Om Ajnanam Timiranasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanusya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sattvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhavitam Sya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna So after describing scorching heat of summer season, now Sukadeva Goswami is started welcoming the rainy season in Sri Vrindavan Dham. In the first two verses, 1 and 2, this is the beginning how the summer season is taking farewell, is going away. And 3 and 4, how autumn is getting welcomed. So in the first and second verse, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Sri Krishna and Balaram in his boyhood in Vrindavan, while he was going to forest with all his boyfriends to catch cows and all that, and they were playing and enjoying different pastimes. Particularly in summer time, he was enjoying like Bana Bihar, Jal Bihar, Chandan Yatra, isn't it? But all these things, that summer festivals. Though in Sri Vrindavan, eternally spring season is there. Always spring is there. But to help the Supreme Lord in enjoying different rasa pastimes, different seasons they used to manifest as per the desire of the Lord. Otherwise, always Nitya Vasanta. Vrindavan is always Nitya Vasanta. Nothing. But to get the taste of other things, festivities, so as per the desire of Krishna, summer, rainy, so other seasons they used to appear. So when summer season appeared, otherwise they cannot do the Chandan Yatra festival. Without summer season, they cannot do the Van Vihar, Jal Vihar, Noka Vihar, all this festival. So for these festivities, as per the will of Krishna, summer season came to manifest in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And in summer, you know, in Vrindavan, summer is really hot. Everything dried up. All the birds and beasts, trees and creepers, the soil and the sky, everything is dried up, scorching heat. So, though some beautiful pastimes are there in summer festival, but still everybody was suffering due to scorching heat. So, at the end of this summer festival, these boys, they are telling to the gopas that how Krishna and Balaram, he did this Davanal Mochana. Davanal Mochan Lila and Palamba Mochan Lila. By hearing this special pastimes, wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, Balaram killed Palamba, and how Krishna drank all the forest fire. So hearing all these things, all the gopa gopis, they considered, oh, this Krishna Balaram is not ordinary boy, gopa boy. Definitely they are some demigods. Because we are worshipping Narayana Shila, by the blessings of Narayana, some special demigods, somebody, they appeared here. So they become, so our dear friend, our dear son, he is so powerful, like demigods. He is so powerful by the blessings of Narayana, he is so powerful. So they became more intimate with Krishna. They are, by seeing this Aishwarya, they never think, who is Devata, who is Shudu, no. Their intimacy increases. Madhurya again increased. This is our man, our dear boy, our dear friend. He is so powerful. Even more than demigods. So they enjoyed and like Devata, they accept him and they have more intimacy. And now they become more fearless. Because we have Krishna and Balaram. Why we fear anybody? They are so powerful. Even they are 5-6 years old boys, they can control forest fire like anything. They can kill many big demons. So now we don't have to fear for anything. They become fearless and they are considering, they are very powerful demigods, these two boys. But after all, they are our friends and our sons. They have some power because of blessing them. So their intimacy and madhurya increased. So Krishna and Balaram, in this way, increasing the rasa and giving special amusement to gopa gopis and gopa sakhas, he was enjoying pastimes in Vrindavan. And in this way, summer become little heavy. So Krishna thought this too much. All the birds, beasts, everything they are suffering. So better now, it should stop now, it should get rainy season. So by the supreme will of Lord, so summer season take farewell. They are going. Summer season going away. And autumn is appearing. Rainy season is appearing. So in text number 3, so rainy season going, welcoming rainy season. Tataha pravartataha prabrut. When rainy season is appearing, tatam, and then thereafter, when summer is going by, and then rainy is coming. Tataha pravartataha सर्व सत्व समुद्भवा. पर रेनी सीजन सुखदेव गोस्वामी टेलिंग रेनी सीजन इज सर्व सत्व समुद्भवा एंड द ट्रांसलेशन गिविंग लाइफ एंड सस्टेनेंस टू ऑल लिविंग बींग्स गिविंग लाइफ एंड सस्टेनेंस बिकॉज रेनी सीजन वेन इन समर स्क्रोचिंग हीट एवरीथिंग ड्राइड अप एवरीथिंग एंड रेन स्टार्ट्स सो एवरीथिंग स्टार्ट ब्लूमिंग ओ नाउ लाइफ कम्स सो एवरीबडी इज सो हैप्पी एंड इन जॉय मूड and especially in Vrindavan after summer, now summer, but when rain starts, then hariyali, hariyali, hariyali teej, jhulan, and all the festivities in Savan, Savan ki jhula, Savan ki mela, Vrindavan famous. Everybody, all the local Brajavasis, they used to come, Vrindavan, Govardhan Patika, many festivities are there. This Savan is, Vrindavan is famous for Savan. So Savan Jhula, Savan Leela, Hariyali Teej, everything. So everybody is in jubilant by welcoming the rainy season. So nice rainy season is coming. And how rainy season is coming? So in the second line of text 3, Vidyatmana Paridhir Vispur Jita Navastala. How is coming? Now when rainy season is arriving, so Vidyut Paridhi, all around the Disas, all the origins, they are decorated themselves with lightning. So just like Krishna is now, too much Krishna and his friends and all the Brajavasis, everybody they are too much suffered and tired of the scorching heat of summer. So to serve them, to give them pleasure. So now rainy season is coming with full its potency. So like when rainy season coming, so just like a newly married person and the newly married wife, when they are coming to serve the husband, they are decorating themselves with new garments and ornaments. So all the disas, they are decorating with the Vidyut Paridhi, Vidyut Mandala. Various kinds of lightning, thunder, so kind of decoration. So they are trying, decorating themselves, and they are coming to serve Krishna and Brajavasis in Vrindavan. Navastala, and dense dark cloud, they come, and the scorching heat of the fiery sun now gone. Now no more there. Now dense cloud, ghana badal. Now shade is there, cooling shade is there. Now text 4. Sandra Nilam Buder Bhyoma. The Bhyoma, the whole sky is totally covered with blue is cloud, full of water. Full, when cloud is full of water, Nila Varana. Sandra Nilam Buder Bhyoma. And not alone, saw Vidyut with decoration with lightning, flashing, and sound. Staneyotuvi. The sound of thunderbolt, very loud sound. So, as it is said in the beginning, when Sukadeva Goswami started narrating the autumn season in Vrindavan, so he is giving philosophy. Not only because he is looking at the Vrindavan, is looking the earth, looking the sky, looking the water, looking the trees, plants, creepers, flowers, birds, beasts, everybody, how they are enjoying in rainy season. Everybody has their beauty. Everybody is beautifying themselves because of the, after summer getting the rains, new rain. Everybody is so pleased. So by looking at them, Sukadeva is giving analogy to everybody, and that is deep instructions, philosophies are there. In every, in earth, ether, water, flower, everywhere, all these particles in Vrindavan, when they are coming contact with the new rain, how they are beautifying themselves. So instructions are given, analogies are given. So particularly in this, when the whole sky is covered with blue clouds and thunderbolts with big sound and flashing lightning. So here Sukadeva Goswami is giving the analogy, aspashta jyotir achannam brahmaiva sagunam bahu. Aspashta jyoti, because in the sky the moon and in daytime the sun and many others in Vrindavan sky, all the luminaries, they were there, but now the whole sky is covered, nothing can be seen, no illuminations are there, it's dark now, heavy clouds. Achannam, how he is giving Brahma eva saguno vibhu, just like Brahma is covered by guna, modes of material nature. So when this analogy we can understand better, when rainy season coming, now we cannot see the sun, anything, sky is unseen, covered up. So we used to say, now there is no sun, it is covered by the cloud, this cloud, moon is covered, stars are covered by the cloud. Actually none of them are covered by the cloud. Cloud cannot cover them. Cloud is covering our eyes, but we are considering that they are covered by the cloud. That is, so this whole clear sky is like our spirit soul, and all these things, they are some modes of the nature, the clouds, flashings, all these are modes of nature. So we can understand, just like we all living entities, when we comes in contact with material modes, we forgetting our real ego, that we are the servant of Krishna eternally, we are forgetting that. And due to the contact of modes of nature, our false ego activates, real ego totally covered, and we are totally in bodily conscious now, no self conscious, no self realization, now body realization, and we are shouting, me and mine, I am this, I am that, I am suffering, I am rich, I am poor, I am this, I am that, me and all their minds, their me and mine sound is coming out of false ego and out of bodily conception. So exactly now the cloudy sky, when it totally covered, the real sky is covered now, the real illumination covered now. Krishna used to declare in Bhagavad Gita, mame vanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanah, eternally all these living entities are my parts and parcels, they are eternally. And Krishna is self-effulgent, and we are his parts and parcels. We are also effulgent, but because we are covered with false ego, illusion, maya, avidya, this avidya covered us so much. So when these clouds covered, this avidya is covered, our self-realization, now we are totally in the stage of bodily realization, in bodily conscious, and just like in the cloud sky, thunderbolt sound is coming, now sound is coming from our false ego, I am that, I am that, I am so, I am this, I am that, and these, they are mine, me and mine sound is coming, just like thunderbolts are coming, when nothing is seen, the reality is covered, now the illusion is there, so the sound is coming. So when our reality is covered, our real ego is covered, when false ego manifests, you are totally covered and illusion, no more self-realization, only bodily realization. So then, considering ourselves body and considering the bodily relatives are mine, so me and mine sound is coming. The whole material cosmos is full of these two sounds, me and mine. So these two sounds are considered in the rainy season, the cloud, the thunder sounds. Thunder sounds. And they are considering, I am this body. maybe some aspashta, that's like self is there, but how come many of us were understanding? No, Atma is there. Atma is there, but is there somewhere it is not acting. Aspashta. So like that, you are so much covered, our real ego is covered. Even somebody preach to him, even they study scripture, even they said, oh yes, yes, something there, but now this is there. In material, in total material consciousness. So they are so much covered, so much aspashta, they can't see it. They can't accept it. They will say, no, the sun and moon were there, now they are covered. Now they are no more there. Oh, the self was there, but now it is not there. It is covered. Like the big Nastikas, Hiranyakasipus, they used to declare, well, God has now died. Now he is no more there. So like that. They cannot see. That does not mean that it is there. So this is our position. When we cannot see our reality, when we are completely illusioned and due to avidya, our self is covered. And then we shout, oh, this is all false. Reality is me. And this world is me and mine. These two sounds. So just like we say, we cannot see the sun and moon. They are covered now. They are no more there. So actually, neither sun nor moon can be covered. Only our understanding, our eyes can be covered. So like that, the real self, because this is the part of Parabrahma, the Brahma, it cannot be covered. It's always very clear. It beyond all these modes of nature. But because we are in the modes of nature, we are contacting the mode of nature, so that's we are declaring and shouting, oh no, they are no more there, I can't see it. I can't see them. So I am considering ourselves me and others are mine. This is the starting of material consciousness. Material world starts with me and mine. When Krishna gave intelligence, ingredients and power to Brahma and told him, start creation now. Srujana Sakti to Sushti. So Brahma started creation. In the beginning, he was creating in nice mood, but somehow or other he created five avidyas, pancha parva avidya in the beginning. Then Brahma thought, oh my God, why I did this? He started repenting. He says, avidya. In the beginning I should do avidya. Vidya, why he can create avidya? Then he, oh my Lord, I am full of illusion. By mistake I create avidya. Then Lord said, no, that's required. That's good. What? Avidya? No, yes, avidya is required. If you don't create avidya, then you are doing this material creation, who will stay here? Nobody is going to stay here. Because if everybody is having vidya, they will come to my planet. They will not stay here. Only avidya grastha jeev, they will stay here. Na? So it is good, it is required first to create avidya, then create house, then the house will be full, always houseful. Always houseful is there. So because of avidya, now material world is full, or full of avidya. If they will get vidya, then they will go out. Nobody is going to stay here. So that's avidya is there. Illusion. There is one nice story in this fact in Karnataka. If you have visited Udupi Krishna Mandir. In Udupi Krishna Mandir, see Udupi Krishna, when Madhvacharya established that deity Udupi Krishna, so it's very pakka in Niti, Niyam, Puja, very pakka in rules and regulation. So east facing, the Lord was east facing, established. But after some years, some times, so one devotee, the devotee is still, the statue is there. His name is Kanakadas. Kanakadas, he was from Sudra family. At that time, caste system is too much. You know Kanakadas. So that Kanakadas, because he was from Sudra family, so nobody was accepting it in school, because the notion that only Brahmanas, they will, Veda Pathi, they will learn Sikhyas. others they cannot get admitted in school. No, it's not for you. But he was devotee, he was born devotee. So he went to one gurukul, there many gurus. They said, no, you cannot. Nobody accepted, nobody. One senior teacher, he accepted. He says, he is really, somehow or other he took birth in Sudra family, but all Brahminical qualities are there. So he should be considered as Brahmana. Why you shouldn't consider as Jajat Lakhanang Prakta? According to the characteristics, according to the symptoms, he should be considered, he should be Brahmana. So he accepted. He's a very senior teacher. He accepted him and he started teaching him. So then the board exam, so everybody will get together. At that time there was no paper and pen, so only Bhai exam were there. They will ask big pandits, they will sit around, they will ask question, they will answer. Now, so like that, they started question. So in the main discussion, so then the teacher, they have to take some few interviews. So one time the teacher, when they came, all the students, they said, two interviews I will take. So all the students are there, the selected, all the really selected from all the schools, they are coming, they are taking part. So the senior teachers were there. So one time he gave one banana. Each student get one banana. They said, go to some place where nobody can see you and eat it and come back. Go to some, hide somewhere where nobody can see you and eat this ripe banana and come back. So everybody went and eat and come back. No. So this Kanak Das, he came back with one word. I can't find any place where nobody can see me. Everybody is looking me. How come all this sky? He told this, everywhere they are looking at me. I can't find any space, any place where I can hide myself. All started laughing. He Sudra, the art saying, teaching, he saying, we all eat nicely. You can't eat, you foolish. But the senior teacher, no. He only got pass mark, you all fail. So then another serious question. Now everybody was prepared for the exam. That question was, how you can achieve Brahma Prapti, Bhagavat Prapti. How I can do Bhagavatas? Because in the scriptures, in Veda, Purana, the all the conclusion is that give up everything and this is it, Mokhya Prapti. How we will go to Lord's abode? How we will go to get self-realization? How we will do the Bhagavat Prapti? What is the process? So all big Vedantis were there, students were there. So one by one they asked them. So they various proofs and answers like that, we have to be really equipped with Vedic scripture, then only you can go. Somebody said, no, you have to control your senses, then only you can go. He said, no, you have to serve like that. Many say you have to do that, no, only Upanishadas, you have to study Purana, you have to do Veda, you have to do this Brahma Sutra, various schools, whatever they understood, they give. And the senior teacher, the bench, they said, no. Okay, that's maybe, but this is not the concluding. Give a short and sweet answer, what is the process? Then we can really achieve that liberated stage. How we can get, then we can achieve Brahmapada. That's Brahmaiva, Achcha, Aspashta, Achanam, Saguna Brahma. So how we can get that, how we can get that? So all the students come, few thousands, they are giving many scriptural evidence and answers. They all get rejected, no. So nobody was asking Kanak Das, because he is not Brahman, why will you ask him? So finally, nobody was qualified, so finally the senior professor was there. He said, better ask him. Him? How he can say? He never come to our school. He didn't know, he didn't know the scripture. Arre Baba, he was studying with me. So let us take his test. So finally, the Colonel Kanak Das. So Kanak Das gives a simple answer, short and sweet answer. He asks, how will go to Lord Sabar? He says, main jayega to main jaunga. If me will go, then I will go. If me will go, then I will go. They couldn't understand. What are you saying? Yes, I'm saying that only. Main jaunga, to main jaunga. Main jayega, to main jaunga. Main jayega, to main jaunga. They all started laughing. This is mad fellow. But the senior professor, no, this is right. What he is saying, that is the answer. How come? How come he goes? No. He is saying, when me will go, then I will go. Now me will go, what does it mean? Now this mamatva, ahamtva, this aham and mama, these two things are the covering, this keeping us forcingly in this material world. Until and unless this aham buddhi and mamatva buddhi will not go, then forget. No matter whatever you do, you can't go. All this Vedic knowledge, all this sadhana, all this tapasya, all these things, whatever you do, finally you have to come to the stage that you have to get rid of this ahamtva and mamatva, then me and mine. So until and unless the me and mine goes, no way you can go. So he is telling the conclusion statement, that if me will go, then I will go. So until the me thing is there, mamatta buddhi, the ahamta buddhi is there, then how can he go? No matter whatever school, college, Vedic studies, whatever you do, sadhana, nothing. Until and unless you get free from this aham buddhi and mama buddhi, nothing. In Krishna loka, only Krishna and Krishna's, and this material world, and me and mine is there. So until and unless we get rid of this, so in the whole material world, they are sounding like a thunderbolt, because they are covered with dark, intense illusion, avidya, too much avidya. So that's why the thunderbolt sound is coming, me and mine. This sound is sound of material consciousness. When you are totally covered, we have no self-realization, we are totally in the plane of bodily consciousness, then this sound is coming, me and mine. Karanam guna sangasya, because we are prakriti jat, we are enjoying the mode of nature. This is prakritistha. Prakritistha. We are totally unaffected. In reality, the real self, because it is the part and parcel of Krishna, it cannot be covered, it cannot be contaminated. It always pure beyond of all the modes of nature. It's always clear and pure. But because we accept material mode of nature, and because of the mode of nature, we catching the mode of nature, that's why we are seeing the mode of nature, and due to that we are saying like that. Due to that, just like another analogy they used to give. One time, in one house, you can bring down monkeys are there. They are looking out, is anywhere food, something, they will go and eat. So in early days, so they used to use that, now in Surai, in summer season they are keeping water. The earthen pot is big, that the entrance, very narrow. How is late? Surai?
Yes.
Matka. So they keep some chana in that surai. Chana sadal, who have to keep this chana. So then monkey saw, oh, it is there. So he went slowly and put his hand. Nobody is there. I will take. Put his hand into this surai. Catch hold of full handful of chana. And he want to run away. Now I have full handful of chana. It is not coming out. Are? How can it go inside? Not coming out. We are trying, not leaving the chana. And trying his best, and it's not coming out. and making sound, and that all other monkeys all shouted, they all came and they started investigation committee. What happened? How come it went inside? How come it is not coming? So all of them, all the big scientists and all the monkey scientists and thinkers, philosophers, they started thinking, how come it possible? They could not figure it out. How come your hand went and it is not coming out? The same part is there. And they could not figure it out. If you keep the chana there, then the hand will come out. Because you are not living that, and the hand is not coming out. They thought, now better we have to cut this. What to do? So this is the ideology, the thinking of the material consciousness. What to do? And we don't want to leave this attachment. That's ahang buddhi, we don't want to leave it. And we want to achieve this self-realization. How come this happened? This is not possible. The moment you leave it, then this is it. You are separate from it. Because of our attachment, asakti, we ourselves attached to the modes of nature. Mode of nature is matter. How can it affect us? We ourselves indulged in material nature. We are spirit. We accept and get attached to modes of nature, and we are shouting, me and me, this, that, this. Arey Baba, you leave it. The moment you leave it, then that's it. Now how can you leave it? Now how can you catch it? If you catch it, then you can leave it. The monkey, when he take the handful of chana, he can leave this the same way. It's very easy. Very easy to leave the ahanta mamata. How can very easy? They used to give the example. The young girls, they are not married yet. So they don't know in future in which house, where they will become a housewife. Not housewife, they will become the house owner. Malkin. They don't know yet, but they will become somewhere in some house. So how they become? When that girl, after in marriage time, he getting married to a person, is some registration happening? Ownership transfer? Nothing. No registry fees, no paperwork, nothing is happening. But widely accepted, even the court people, they are accepting, court, the judge are accepting, everybody is accepting. No, he is the legal here, legal authority, wife, manyata. Only acceptance, that's it. In your mind, you accept he is mine, and he is assured he is mine. See, he is mine, that's it. No legal paper signing, nothing else. But all legal office, they will accept, yes, wife. The law, wife is law. Finish. She has right. How come? No legal documents, nothing is there. Very strong law, isn't it? If getting married means accepted, means that is very strong law itself. How come the strong law? No paperwork? Because manyata. So nothing, just by simply accepting in your mind that he is mine, she is mine. You are so much attached that whole world is accepting that yes, you are legally, you are there. So like that, we accept this material nature. This is matter, we accept. The same way you reject, that's it. Krishna is eternally with you. He never get out of you. He's with you. He was, he is, he will be. It does not have to, you don't have to do something to bring Krishna with you. No, it is there already with you. Must think that you are forgetting and your relation is cut up. Now fully strong attached relation with Maya. And you accept it. How to get up? Now you reject it. Very simple. The way you accept, the same you reject. No. Krishna is mine. Maya is not mine. Yes, Krishna is, Lord is giving his house, his statement, sakruteva prapannayam tava asmi ati jachate. Even once, this spirit soul, just for one time, if openly from his heart, He will declare, "Oh my Lord, I am yours." That's it. Just for once. One time he said, "Oh my Lord, I am yours. You are mine." Then Lord is telling, "I am taking vow, I am committing this vow that forever I will make free from all danger. I will take care of him. Who will just accept once? That's it." So no paperwork, no legal document, nothing is required. No tapasya, no going through many, nothing is required. Very simple. But it's very difficult. This very simple thing is very top job, very difficult job. How to, this is the problem. This is the problem. So all this Bhagavat part, all this sadhana, bhajan, tapasya, all this to somehow or other come to this understanding, this conclusive statement of understanding that Krishna is ours, and this give up this false attachment of me and mine. That is the last achievement a conditioned soul should get. Through all his preparation, all his sadhana, all his bhajan, everything, if he cannot get that, then everything gone. So that's it. So in autumn season, Sukadeva Goswami exemplifying, giving analogies, everything is very, very deep knowledge, very deep knowledge, understanding. Everything related to the soul, how the soul is getting attached to the avidya, illusion, and what is the symptoms of it. So in each and every band Sukadeva Goswami read in season, the whole Chaturmas is describing everything detail, all sky, ether, flower, all each and every entities, how they are getting affected, and the modes of nature, and how they are in the autumn season. And deep realization, deep knowledge is there. The whole in the autumn season in Vrindavan, in Krishna book, I think the largest narration there. And Sukadeva Goswami gives this very deep understanding of it. So this is the first statement here. Now the rainy season is getting welcomed just by coming such a deep understanding. How the soul is entangled in the mode of nature, and how is sounding me and mine. So how is cover is cloud, and how the sounding is me and mine. This Rajagun, Tamagun, Satam, lightning, cloud, and everything. So similarly, we, the pure soul, part and parcel of Krishna, how we are covered and attached and entangled with this material nature, and now we are here. So we can understand and realize ourselves, and realize the self, and realize the attached position, conditioning position. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Creating pigeon house. The government is planning to put everybody else in pigeon or what? No. Nobody wants, government never wants, never encourages us to go to the pigeon house. But he is creating a central jail. Because some of us will fit for that. So that's why let create this avidya and material world, but some of us will fit for that. Some criminals will be there. So how to take care of them? How to rejuvenate them? How to correct them? But this is the correction procedure. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. We have done something. That's why we are in correction measure. Okay. Yes.
You mentioned comments and use told the story of the Word of God. It was a beggar. So many beggars. You can see. But Lord Shi and his wife, they were dressed down so that they traveled and were going around. So he was begging, the man's begging. And part of him said, give him something. And Lord Shi was a big, give him a benediction, give him something. And he said, even I give it to him, he's so unfortunate. He can't accept it. And of course, she pleaded, okay, so he gave him a water bottle. And Prabhupada says he put $1,000. He didn't say rupees, he didn't say quarter. He said he put $1,000 in a water bottle. And he gave it to the beggar. So the beggar said, what are you going to do with the water bottle? So then someone came. And he said, I'll give you the water bottle for 1 hour. So he gave him, so he got 1 hour. So Prabhupada said, this is our situation. We choose. We make our fortune, we make our misfortune. Prabhupada was very, he made all of us fortunate. Even if we're unfortunate, somehow you were able to accept. But that's the problem. Someone's so unfortunate, even if you give them something, and you're able.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Mata Shri is admitted, we are not why we are so weak. But what are the practical ways by which we can have this knowledge and get the understanding?
And overcome this? Practical application is coming every day to Bhagavatam class, attentive hearing. Okay? Yes. ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की सामर्थ्य भक्त वृंद की